Upheaval, Breaking Point, Chapter 8, Wolven on the Move. Vengard Clash woke up to unbelievable pain, a burning agony that enveloped his entire body. He ran his hoofs across his face. He was alive somehow, alive and awake. He was sure of his wakefulness, but he couldn't see anything in the darkness. For a horrible moment, he feared that he had gone completely blind. Then he saw a sliver of light a few feet away. He hadn't gone blind, but he was in a dark, enclosed place. He was lying on his side on a makeshift bed made out of large pieces of clothes. Each attempt at moving brought about waves of pain. As his senses slowly focused, so did his memory. He remembered an argument, a quick fight, and the bright flash of an explosion right next to him.
"Pyre Valor,"
Vengard Clash growled. Even speaking was a difficult effort for him. He was remembering more coherently now. Pyre Valor had asked him to betray the Legion with her, and he had refused. He had known her for years, but he had not expected that she would do such a thing, not even with all her grousing over the Heartland's injustice. Years of friendship collapsed to worthless rubble during their last conversation, and Paavella ignited the remains with a fireball. He tried to raise his head and groaned as he failed. How had it come to this? Did he misjudge Paavella completely? Had he been too complacent? He tried to recall memories of Pyre Valor, looking for things that he had taken for granted. She might have shown signs years ago, while he remained steadfastly ignorant. Had they drifted apart without his even realizing it? She had thrown a fireball at him, a killing spell that she favored against her enemies. She had done so without hesitation. Clearly, her brief in this cause of hers was deep-rooted enough to let her sacrifice others. The memory of that last moment when the fireball struck him flashed before his eyes. Then there was Blademane. He had sided easily with Pyre Valor. That part of his betrayal didn't surprise Vengard now that he thought about it. Blademane had always been by Pyre Valor's side, a silent guardian and ally who did everything she asked without question. Scarlet Rabbit often poked fun at the Quiet Stallion for being so devoted. Vengard had underestimated that devotion. He thought it was simple attraction and Blademane's way of courting. Now the Stallion had committed treason along with the object of his affection. He was hurtling headlong to an early demise, and he did so without a word of complaint. Vengard didn't know how he had survived. Paavella was notorious for her fire spells. A direct hit from her fireballs left nothing but scorch marks. There were no burnt bodies, piles of ash, and certainly no survivors. Perhaps his armor had saved him, but it would have also melted into red-hot goo that would have fused with his coat. His burns were painful, but the pain meant that the damage was skin deep. A deeper burn would not have hurt at all. That made it clear that the fireball that had struck him was weak. The only answer was one that he despised. Pyre Valor had spared him. Unconsciously or not, she had held back at the last moment.
"Curse you, Pyre!" he growled under his breath.
He could have handled it better if she had tried her best to kill him. He would have considered her an enemy, and he would have focused on doing his best to kill her with equal fervor. That his friend might still be in there left him frustrated and angry.
"Why do you have to complicate things even more? Why couldn't you have hit me with your best shot, only for me to survive out of pure luck?"
He winced again as he shifted his weight. He made another attempt to stand, but his wobbly legs refused to support him. He touched the sides of the space he was in and felt canvas. He was in a tent. The tent's front flaps flew open, sending a stream of ruddy, red-orange light flooding inside. The brightness hurt Vengard's eyes, forcing him to squint at whoever had opened the flaps. He was greeted by a pair of bright red eyes and a pair of toothy jaws. He suddenly realized that thinking that he had survived Pyrvelo's attack was an overestimation of his fate. He was in a tent with a wolven, likely in the middle of a wolven camp.
"So, the strange-smelling Thunderfoot is awake," the wolven rasped.
Vengard guessed that it was female from the tone. Her words were thick and a little clumsy, but she spoke his language well.
"Keep your head down and stay still, Thunderfoot. If we wanted to eat you, you'd be bones by now. Do not undo my remedies with your useless struggling."
At remedies, Vengard checked his body. He was covered in bandages. Most of his flanks and torso had been wrapped up. He could feel some bandages around a portion of his face as well. He looked at the view beyond the tent's flaps and noticed that it was night. The light coming into the tent was from a large bonfire. Through the lurid glow, he noticed a strange, slimy concoction oozing through some of his bandages. A self of some sort, perhaps.
"Why have you spared me?" he asked. "Our scouts found you half dead and burned," the wolven replied. "They brought you here, thinking to share the meal, but I smelt you."
The wolven licked her lips as she continued.
"I knew what you are from the smell. You didn't smell like a true Thunderfoot. Now you stare at me with wolven eyes, and I am sure."
"You're speaking in gibberish," Vengard said.
"That's because you listen with Thunderfoot ears," the wolven snarled. "It doesn't matter what you think, only what I know."
The wolven moved her face closer to Vengard until he could smell her reeking breath. The sound of her sniffing made him wrinkle his nose. He noticed her broken, yellowed teeth and realized that this was an old wolven he was talking to.
"I know your smell, Breaker. Under all that Thunderfoot stink, I can smell the faint odor of wolven. You can hide under all that metal."
The wolven glanced at the pile by one corner of the tent. Vengard followed her gaze and saw his armor.
"You can hide in Cursed Torado's herd, but I can smell you out."
The old woman cackled and rasped. Vengard could barely tell where the laughter ended and the hacking cough began.
"I know what I am, and so does every pony in the Legion," he said. "If you think that I'm ashamed of it, you're wrong."
"That is good for us, Breaker," the old wolven crowed. "Stand strong. Once your legs' strength matches your heart's, we will let you go. Go back to Cursed Torado's herd and do what you are meant to do. What old Regiscra has seen, you are meant to do."
She left the tent, leaving Vengard to his thoughts. Regiscra walked out of the Thunderfoot's tent and made her way through the wolven camp. She was in high spirits. The moment the Thunderfoot had opened his eyes, he confirmed what she had seen. Everything was going according to her vision. A rasping growl of a shout came from behind her.
"Regiscra, why is that half-cooked Thunderfoot still alive? We should have been tearing his entrails out the moment the scouts dragged him here."
"The Thunderfoot has more important things to do besides fill your belly, Hasrock,"
Regiscra answered without looking back.
"He will walk out of this camp alive."
Hasrock, a massive, gray-furred wolven, bounded ahead of Regiscra and snarled at her face.
"I lead this pack," he spat. "He is a prisoner, and I will decide what we do to him."
He drew himself to full height. Hasrock was bigger than any of the wolven in the camp, something that made sure that he was their leader. He was covered in scars, vertical and diagonal lines that crisscrossed his face and body. These were no pony-caused injuries, but marks of challenges against his authority.
"He is the Breaker in my vision," Regiscra snarled back. "He is a wolven-eyed Thunderfoot, fated to break Cursed Equestria no matter what he does. If you eat him, I will tell our king that you pushed our victory away from his claws. Then you can fill his belly."
At the threat, Hasrock backed down. He shifted his glare from Regiscra to the tent she had just left.
"Your vision," he growled. "Even pups dream, and they wet themselves as they do it. You force us out here in Thunderfoot territory while carrying your altar for the sake of dreams. If all of this is a lie, you will fill my belly, old one."
"This old one will choke you while she goes down your throat, pup," Regiscra muttered.
She walked past Hesrock and headed for the altar that he had been railing against. She was not worried by his threats. Her vision was coming true before her eyes. Now King Fenrir had entrusted her with this important mission to call out Moonshadow, who had just been freed from her 1,000-year imprisonment. The woven altar was a large structure of wood, stone, and bone. It rested on a massive crossbeam, meant to be carried by a dozen strong-backed wolven while they were on the move. A simple wooden stair led up to a pedestal of stone that rested before a towering monument to their king's companion. Sharpened bones and sticks were lashed together to resemble a waning moon, Moonshadow's favorite image. 1,000 years ago, Moonshadow sneaked into the heart of Equestria, using her cunning to slip past even cursed Tirado, who was distracted by Arogak's blundering invasion. She formed a bond with the fair Luna, the object of King Fenrir's desire. She attempted to start rebellion among the Thunderfoots to cause eternal night, but cursed Celestia had her own sister thrown to the moon, dragging Moonshadow along in imprisonment. Only recently had Moonshadow managed to return, but she was defeated yet again, forced out of fair Luna's body by the Thunderfoots. Now King Fenrir wanted her back by his side. The altar was meant to anchor Moonshadow's wandering in corporeal form. It just needed to be close enough to Equestria. With his companion by his side, King Fenrir could begin his invasion in earnest.
"The wolven await your return, blessed Moonshadow," Regiscra intoned. "Let our howls guide you back to our pack, so you may lend your strength to our king."
She let out a long, dolorous howl, one which was followed by the rest of the camp. The altar began to glow in ominous purple light as their howls spread across the plain. Then their howls ceased as a deep purple haze streaked across the sky from the south. The wolven around the camp whimpered and cowered with their tails between their legs as the haze descended upon the altar. Regiscra grinned fiercely and stepped forward.
"You honor us with your presence, blessed Moonshadow. Our king wishes you to come to his side as he moves against cursed Tirado and his wretched herd."
The purple haze swirled around the altar, its amorphous form creating the image of a pair of eyes.
"You have done well, old one,"
it spoke in an oily and soft voice.
"Tell Fenrir that I must stay here for a little while longer. I have found a suitable host among Tirado's Thunderfoots, a unicorn who may not match Luna in power, but more than exceeds her bitterness and rage. I will return to Fenrir's side with the ruined remains of Fangbreaker Fortress as a gift."
Regiscra bowed low as she answered,
"As you wish, blessed Moonshadow."
The glowing haze flared briefly, then faded away. The rest of the woven camp murmured in awe as Regiscra descended the altar. Hesrock was already waiting for her at the base.
"Even blessed Moonshadow knows that the Thunderfoots are about to fall,"
Regiscra sneered at the bigger woven.
"Will you still bark your scorn at my visions?"
"I see pretty smoke and an old hag talking to herself," Hesrock growled. "I will not believe until I am standing on Fangbreaker's rubble and feasting on the Thunderfoots who defend it."
"Then sharpen your appetite, Hesrock,"
Regiscra replied.
"You will be feasting soon."
She turned her attention towards the rest of the gathered woven.
blessed Moonshadow has heard our prayer. She goes now amongst Tirado's wretched herd to rend them from inside.
The camp erupted in cheers.
We will do our part as well. We will release the Wolf Knight Thunderfoot and send him back to Fangbreaker.
At that, the wolven fell silent and murmured amongst themselves.
Do not doubt,
Regiscra's rasping voice rose to dramatic heights.
We do not do this out of mercy. He is the breaker from my vision. He fights for the Thunderfoots, but he will be their downfall. He will turn cursed Tirado against his sisters and set Thunderfoot against Thunderfoot. When the blood haze of their infighting fades, the wolven will feast on the remains.
The camp burst into cheers and howls when Regiscra finished. Still grinning, she retired to her tent to tend their prisoner. Hasrock could only watch and sneer at her ability to play the crowd. Vanguard had not remained idle inside the tent when Regiscra left him alone. He struggled to his hoofs. When that failed, he dragged himself closer to the tent flaps to see what was going on. As he suspected, he was in the middle of a large woven camp. This one was much bigger than the last one he had attacked. It was an advance unit of Wolvengard's army. There were scouts, of course, the smallest of the woven, but there were also their warriors, who were much bigger and much more armored. Their collars bristled with spikes, while their flanks and shoulders were covered in layered plates of metal. He even saw a couple of their berserkers, enormous woven twice the size of any pony, with bulging muscles and freakishly huge jaws and claws. Vanguard knew better than to focus just on the strength of his enemy, however. Even though he was badly injured and had just gone through the betrayal of a trusted friend, he still took note of information he believed was useful. He saw the argument between Regiscra and the big wolven and noted that there was a power struggle within this pack between the leader of their warriors and what appeared to be some kind of seer or shaman. He also saw what happened at the strange structure at the center of the camp. It must be the same structure that Commander Dreadstep had told him about. So it was an altar meant to call something that had been hiding in Equestria. The mysterious entity that Regiscra called forth was worrisome. Whoever and whatever this Moonshadow was, it was bad news for the fortress. These wolven made no secret that Fangbreaker was their target. It was a shame that he could not hear what the Sing and the Crone had been talking about. Then there was Regiscra's constant referring to him as the Breaker. Vanguard snorted at the thought that he was a part of some convoluted woven hallucination. He had no intent of breaking the Legion. Far from it. He had to make it back to the fortress now in order to save it from Pyre Valor's betrayal. Still, if it meant that he could escape this woven camp and make it back, he was willing to go along with their so-called prophecies. When he noticed Regiscra walking back to the tent, he dragged himself back to the makeshift bed. The friction from rubbing against the ground made his burns sting horribly, a pain he bore quietly. Regiscra poked her head through the tent flaps and grinned at the sight of Vanguard.
"Were you watching, Wolf Knight Thunderfoot?" she asked. "Look all you want. There is no need to hide it. Play the loyal spy for Cursed Tirado. Give him gifts of what you have seen, what you have endured, and who you have killed. You will still be the breaker."
"You spout overconfident lies, crone," Vanguard growled. "The Legion will not be broken, not by your king, and certainly not by me."
"So I am a liar now," Regiscra laughed.
Vengard's nose wrinkled as flecks of her spit landed on his hoofs.
"We will see, Wolven Eyes. Now rest and gather your strength. You will need it for your return to your precious fort."
She settled over the other side of the tent and closed her eyes. After some time, her breathing became steady, and a rasping snore escaped her mouth. Vanguard settled down.
With his injuries, he was in no condition to go anywhere. Despite the strange circumstances, he had to take advantage of them and get back to Fangbreaker. Though he scorned the so-called visions of this crone, he felt a great uneasiness. His thoughts shifted to what he had done just days ago. What if the crone's vision meant that? Had he set about the events that would cause the downfall that these wolven were talking about? All he wanted was a chance for some pony to remember what she experienced out here. Perhaps that was a foolish triviality, as Pyre Valor had said. Being executed for it was something he could accept. Watching Equestria break because of it would haunt him beyond death.
Twilight Sparkle, have I made a mistake?
Though he was tired, Vanguard remained awake. He stared at the top of the flap of the tent, thinking of what Twilight Sparkle was up to. Had she thrown away his emblem and went about her daily life? After seeing what was happening here, Vanguard hoped for that. He was beginning to regret following that impulse days ago. Perhaps she had remembered and the Heartland was now in turmoil. For the sake of a triviality, he had indeed become the Breaker. Even the mere thought of it caused Vanguard Clash to shudder in horror.